5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was nice to be back on court, you know, a real game and everything. The love from, you know, the fans when I came out was amazing. The players, you know, I definitely feel it.
I'm screaming and one, I'm stomping. I get dizzy sometimes. I'm in the free throw line. I'm like, ooh, I celebrated too much. But I talk.
Hey, they want the players to be better. The refs got to be better at the end of the day. And some players, I'm literally walking out of the player and they're calling fouls. So they want us to be better refs.
Reigning Defensive Player of the Year, Candace Parker. Your thoughts?
You're a defense player of the year?
Take the surprise out your boy, Shaq.
Hey, y'all. America. Let's ride.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Planet W. This is Jay.
And this is Dan.
And we are talking draft in general. Last time it was just number one pick, basically. We were talking about Caitlin Clark and the draft party and the fever hype that was surrounding everything. And this time we're just going to talk about everything else draft related. Yes. As we were there, we were in a room full of 6,000 people and watched television with them. That's kind of a crazy thing. Like we just sat there and watched ESPN with everybody.
Yeah.
And then on commercials, people came in and talked to us. I talked to addressed the audience. Exactly. It's like, hey, come on, man. I want to hear what the fucking Pledge commercial's saying.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see if Downey's got a good campaign going right now. I want to hear you, Pat Boylan. I don't want to hear you.
Ridiculous. Yeah, watching TV with 6,000.
Yeah, that's why we kind of left a little bit early. It was just like, you know, we don't need to stay for the second round. Let's get a good jump on going home.
Yeah.
At this point, we're just watching television with everybody. And after they announced, hey, the jerseys are on sale, it was very hard to get back to your seats.
Yeah.
We were losing a lot of the pick is in for all of these later in the first round people. I didn't get to see Angel Reese get drafted. We were stuck in a line. So. Yeah.
I was crammed against the table trying to grab a t-shirt.
Yeah, people reaching around you and stuff. It's like, you're going to get there. Stop.
I had so many arms on me.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, please stop touching me.
Yeah, it really is like, ugh. And like people were like, hey, form the line over here. And people were just ignoring it. Walking past. Like, I need that Caitlin Clark jersey. Fuck you. It was amazingly weird. But yeah, I mean, we got the full draft. I mean, Caitlin Clark was number one. Cam Brink went number two to the Sparks. Which that was kind of expected.
Yeah.
Camilla's going to the Sky. Camilla Cordoso to the Sky. That's going to be the shit.
Yeah.
Rakia Jackson went a fourth to the Sparks. J.C. Sheldon kind of surprised me going
me
fifth
too.
To the Dallas Wings. Aaliyah Edwards to the Mystics. Angel Reese to the Sky at seven. Alyssa Pilley to the Lynx. Carla Lady, I don't know. Carla Lady to the Wings. Layla Lakin to the Sun at 10th.
Nice.
That one surprised me. I thought she was going second round, but she deserves it.
Yeah.
She deserves absolutely. To be where she is. She's fucking good. Markeisha Davis to the Liberty. Nadia Putch. I found out it is pronounced Putch. Or the person that I found out from is pronouncing it wrong. Somebody told me it's pronounced Putch. So if I'm sounding like an idiot, just know. They sound like an idiot, not me.
Yeah, I think she's a sleeper of this draft, too.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, the other thing, too, is Deja Fair at 16th to the Aces.
Yeah.
Like, that one surprised me, too, because the Fever could have picked her, but they picked Celeste Taylor at 15 instead.
Yeah, Celeste, I think defensively, that's the best move, because Celeste's defense is a lot better.
I mean, if she even makes the team.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if she will or not. And Elizabeth Kitley ended up going 24th, even though she's hurt.
Yeah.
To the Aces.
The Aces really stacked
Kate Martin,
up.
Yeah, they did. I'm going to be talking about that one in a minute. The Aces really did get a really good job. Yeah. I mean, the obvious one is Chicago. Chicago, I mean, they
killed it.
Pairing Camilla and Angel Reese, I mean, there might be an adjustment period there, but you're going to see that be a really hard team to score on.
Who's going to out-rebound them?
Yeah, you're not grabbing rebounds. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. Second chance points out the ass is what they're going to have.
So they toughened up really good. They went from zero to hero fast.
Yeah, for with real. Those picks. Like I went from not being very excited, because I was even saying to you like before, like the draft night, even was like, man, I don't know if I'm all that excited about Chicago. Like the only person I'm really excited to meet is Teresa Weatherspoon, and that's their coach. I want to meet you because, you're a legend, Teaspoon. You're a fucking legend. And now it's just like, oh, shit, we got Angel Reese and Camila Cordoso.
Right.
Camila's fucking good, man.
Yeah,
I like her a lot. She might be a sleeper for Rookie of the Year, to be honest
with you. That's what I'm saying, because, the team has no, superstar power. I mean, they do. Dana Evans is a great small guard. Marina Mabry's really nice. They got a little bit of a veteran presence, but those are people that can, I think Camila and especially with Angel there with her in front, like she can really surprise some people.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she might be the dark horse for Rookie of the Year. Her, Cam Brink maybe.
Yeah.
But,
same thing in LA.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I'm really excited about this, and the hype in the league is real. They're already talking about expansion again.
Yes.
We expected maybe to get one more team, but they're talking about maybe 16 total teams.
Yeah.
So we're looking at Golden State and then two other teams.
Yeah.
Golden State and three other teams anyways. So two additional teams than we were actually expecting.
Yeah.
And the places that they've talked about that have been talked about, Toronto, Nashville, South Florida, so that's either Orlando or Miami. Philly, Denver, Houston. Those are the different places that they've been talking about.
The Houston Comets back.
I think the Comets back would be great. I think it might be too early for Toronto, because I don't know, are they getting charter flights? Are they not? I don't know. It might be too early for Toronto. Charter flights than do Toronto, but you're flying commercial. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Nashville would be really fun.
That would be cool.
That would be really cool. Right. Philly would be cool. Denver would be cool. All of these places would be great. Yeah.
Bring them on. Put another one in Indiana.
Yeah. Let's do it. The Fort Wayne females. Because everybody, for whatever reason, every time they suggest a team, they always just want to go with the female version of whatever the NBA team is.
The Gary girls.
Yeah, it's when the Golden State, everybody was suggesting Lady Warriors, and it was like, what? So for these teams, what, we're going to get the Toronto Girl Raptors and the Miami Women in Heat. Oh my gosh. It's just so stupid, man. The Houston Lady Rockets, female Nuggets. What are we doing? Let them be on their own, own thing. We don't have the Women Pacers. We're gonna change the Fever's name to Girl Pacers. It's so stupid. Angel Reese, I think she already decided on a new nickname.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, but she did say that she doesn't want to be Bayou Barbie anymore.
I think it's just Chicago Barbie now.
Yeah, Chi-Town Barbie or something like that. But at the same time, it's like, man, you could have came up with some good ones.
But she did have Twitter going crazy, everybody suggesting.
Yeah, there were a lot of people suggesting them. Some of them were weird. Some of them were offensive.
Chi-Town Shouty.
Yeah, all the really weird ones. But yeah, that was pretty fun to see. I see that Chicago does have new jerseys. There's a lot of teams have new Rebel jerseys this year. I'm a little bit disappointed that Indiana doesn't have a new one.
Yeah.
Because I feel like gearing up towards, but I guess they just changed theirs.
Yeah, they just added the red.
Yeah, not too long ago. But Chicago has a really cool one.
Yeah, they did great.
The Connecticut Sun have a black jersey that looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
And to me, it looks
the same as Phoenix's.
But yeah, it looks like they just took pieces of other jerseys and made a jersey out of this one. So it was really weird to me. Yeah, Phoenix got one. The Storm got a new one,
which is cool.
Yeah, Aces got one that looks just
the same as their last year red.
Yeah, same as their last year's away jersey, which is odd. The Sparks have a new one. It looks just like a Lakers jersey.
Yeah, retro look.
Yeah, I like the Storm. The Storm one looks pretty cool.
I think they won.
Yeah,
out of
for
the,
sure. Phoenix's doesn't look very different than the other previous version. The Chicago skies is really cool.
Yeah, they did good because it's kind of looks like a cloudy sky. So
yeah.
Definitely so I like a win.
That. Yeah, as soon as that's not $100 and something, I'll buy a Camila Cordoso one or an Angel Reese. I don't know. But yeah, the ones that they have available right now, I already have one of those Siles and a Courtney Vandersloot, so I don't need it. But yeah, I mean, that was a really good time going to the draft party. We have a little bit more draft sounds. There wasn't a lot from Lexi Hull. You couldn't hear her a whole lot. So I do have a few, I have a few seconds of her addressing the fans because she wasn't talking very loud into the microphone. And which, by the way, Pat Boylan, I feel ya. I used to host a podcast back in the day that had a just rotating guest. I had a different co-host every show. And the amount of times I had to go, get closer to the microphone, put your face closer to the, don't talk that far away from the mic. The amount of times I had to do that, trust me, I feel you. I don't want to tell Lexi Hull talking to the microphone either. So, you know, here's Lexi Hull on draft night.
Are you going to be okay if the number one pick is not from Stanford here?
I will be okay. I know a player, so I'm
talking about Cam Brink.
Before we let you go, you're a fan favorite. I'm
going to
shout out to the fans.
Love you
guys. Can we shout out me specifically.
And then she did. She did shout out me specifically. Yes. Shout out. It would have been very weird if she would have.
Say my name.
I want to shout out all of, not all of the fans, just you. And then pointed right at me. I'd be like, what did I do? I don't know what I did. And then we got another one, Erica Wheeler. Erica Wheeler's was a really good one. There was, you know, a point where, you know, you hear me talking on the game sound. You'll know. I address it. So here's Erica Wheeler.
We got a fan favorite with us here now. Let's hear for Erica Wheeler. Let's hear for you guys. There are not many athletes that have a connection with the city.
Yeah, pretty quiet.
What does all of this mean? What do the Fever fans mean to you?
Speak up, Weezy. We're doing game sounds.
Telling her to talk louder.
I know most people in attendance know your story from undrafted to All-Star Game MVP. You must be so proud standing here today as a face of this franchise with all these fans here.
I don't know if you heard me in the background, but I was like, face, I mean. I know about face of the franchise.
I'm here. I walk in the door and I have this big family to celebrate this great day today.
There's a pretty talented guard in this draft. Hypothetically, if her name is called here in the not too distant future, do you see yourself as a mentor?
Absolutely.
You see yourself as a bench player.
That's what the question really was.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go here. What's this team capable of this year?
Only thing we think about is playoffs. But more importantly, you know, just putting good days every day, just getting better at practice every day, and just not going to look too far ahead. Win games.
We got to win games and win games and win games.
W's on W's.
That one was a little hard to hear. That one was kind of rough. That one was quiet. Sorry. I apologize for that game. So I didn't realize it was coming through that low. But yeah, I mean, you know, that it was still fun. Hear Erica Wheeler's take, which, you know, again, face of the franchise. I don't know about that. I mean, it was Kelsey, and then it was Aaliyah, and I think Weezy's down there a little bit. She's great. I love Erica Wheeler, but face of the franchise, I don't know. And then that's a coded message. You cool being a mentor? You cool coming off the bench? That's basically what he asked.
Weezy the hype man.
Yeah, I mean, she's great, man. Yeah, she was really good. Awesome. Yeah, we got to meet her that night, got to hang out with her, Maya Caldwell, and Lexi Hull. Hang out with all three of them. I told Lexi to shout me out specifically, and she didn't. So, you know, a little bit annoyed.
We'll have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to bring that up to her next time I see her. Why didn't you shout me out, Lexi Hull? And then she'll go, who are you even? So it's going to be weird. Let's see. What else? You know what they should do with all the new jerseys for the expansion? They should do the New Jerseys, and they can just do a new jersey every game.
Yeah,
think about how much like merchandise you can move. The New Jerseys. Have you got the New Jerseys? New Jersey? No, not yet.
It's new.
All right, we got our cold take and hot take questions. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
All right, here's the cold take. Did Chicago win this draft? Did Chicago win draft night? Like, yes. Everyone is saying
yes.
You think so?
I mean, I don't think they're the winner overall.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you can't, obviously you can't top the number one pick.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it is one of those things where it's like the ultimate cold take on this one is that the Fever won.
Yeah.
So I don't know why people aren't going like, hey, you know, this might be a hot take here, but Chicago won the draft. Everyone's saying that. So it's not a hot take. It's not a hot take.
I think the ultimate winner, like when it comes to adding the pieces that you need to be successful, would be L.A. I think they did more than anybody else, but Las Vegas, like,
that's what I was saying. Like, dude, winner. I got to say that the Aces probably won this draft. They got some really good, really underrated pieces to add to their already incredibly great team.
Yeah. I mean, you add Liz Kittley, right? And she's a monster. She's a monster.
I mean, she's probably not playing this season.
She's not playing
this
season.
Like, play next season.
Coming off that injury.
You looking for a four-peat? She'll be there.
Yeah. But so if this is it for Candace, if this is it for CP3, like, you have your replacement built in already.
Yeah, she's there.
She's
already
there, ready. Yeah. Ready to heal, ready to work. And not only that, Fair. They add Fair. They add Kate Martin, which I really slept on her with her being shadowed by Caitlin and Stolke at Iowa. But I slept on her. But I've seen, like, highlights from her in that doll camp of Kelsey Plums, and she's got great court vision.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the Aces, for sure. Like, that's who I think is the sleeper of winning the draft.
Yeah.
Because they added some depth, some really good depth.
Absolutely.
And do you think the Aces three-peat this year? That's another cold take question. Do you think they three-peat? I think they might.
It's going to be. Does Candace stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, probably not.
Do they stay healthy as a whole? That's a tough team.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that the Aces have a really good chance to three-peat. I really do.
I think they're more favored to do so than not.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's actually going to be easier for them to win this year than it was last year.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say. A part of me wants to say yes, because I know that they're capable of doing so, but then, you know, the other person who doesn't want to see the same team win again is like, no.
Yeah, I like seeing new teams win every year.
You know what I mean? So I want to see a different champion.
Yeah.
But
yeah, same.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to knock them off that pedestal.
Yeah. All right, here's the ultimate cold take question, because, you know, we can bring it up now because it involves the draft, but it's involving the kind of dumb conspiracy surrounding professional sports being rigged or being scripted or something like that, where it's like, the only thing that I can think, as far as, it's not scripted. You're not going to get professional athletes to agree that I'm going to lose to the underdog so they can have a good story. You're not going to get competitive professional people to do that. But, you know, referee fuckery is a real thing. And here's one thing that I've thought of in the past. Do you think draft lotteries are rigged sometimes? Do you think they sometimes rig draft lotteries? I mean, I think obviously in this case, the Fever did have the number one, like, most accurate odds of winning number one pick. So it's like not a big surprise here. But, you know, there are times of, like, you know, the Orlando Magic getting the number one pick right after Shaq.
Sometimes
Wimby going to the Spurs, even though I felt like he was going to the Charlotte Hornets.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's possible. You know what I mean?
I mean, it is a business.
Who's in control of
it's a business at the end of the day. We don't get to see them pull out those fucking ping pong balls. We just get to see the result of the stuff that they've already determined.
Yeah, it's kind of hidden from the public eye, so it's so hard to say how it's done.
I think that, I mean, it could be. I think that sometimes it could be. I think for the most part they don't, but I think sometimes they are like, hey, look, we got Wimby coming into this league, and we know that the best dude to develop international players is Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
Let's put him on the Spurs.
Yeah.
Like, let's give them number one. Why not? So, I don't know. I think that could happen sometimes. Sometimes I do think that they could rig the draft.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Okay, so the hot take question, to keep going with Chicago, you think they could be a playoff team this year?
Maybe I think that's going to take some development. I think I don't think they're going to be playoff ready this year.
Yeah, I don't really either. I'm trying to see like what their schedule is, but I guess it doesn't really matter what their schedule is. They play the same teams.
Yeah, I think ultimately it's like I think it, you know, they're young now.
Yeah.
So they got a lot of change, a lot of growth to do. So I don't think maybe playoffs this year. I think, you know, potentially like maybe a year or two down the line.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
But
I don't
know. That's a dangerous front court.
Yeah, for sure. I could see them making the playoffs, maybe.
It's possible.
That's my hot take. Chicago's making the playoffs.
Ooh.
And the finals and the championship.
And the champs.
And they're going to go to the NBA and beat the Denver Nuggets. That's my hot take.
The WNBA champ versus the NBA champ.
Yeah, let's do that one.
One time.
Yeah, we know how it'll turn out, unfortunately, because those guys are way bigger than you. But, you know,
yeah.
It's all right.
You got inches.
All right, here's the other hot take question. This is one that I hinted at in our last episode. Do you think the New York Liberty will have the same success this year that they had last year? Because I personally do not.
No.
I think they lost a lot of their depth.
A lot
of important depth, too. Like Steph Dolson, Marines not coming back this year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I don't know. And then you got JJ's really injury prone.
And then after that starting five, I mean, they did add Markeisha Davis, right?
Yeah.
And then they got from Germany, the Leone Fibic, she's a great Euro player. Like if you're familiar with her game, then you know. But does she play because of the international stuff also, the same circumstances as Marine? What happens if somebody gets injured?
Yeah, I'm not sure because, like, yeah, I mean, Han Shu's not coming back at all. Like, they've lost a lot of good depth pieces, and it's just like, I don't even know if they go to the finals this year. I think that it could be maybe even an early playoff exit for the New York Liberty.
Yeah, if they get hit with the wrong team.
And that's my team. That's my team outside of my home team. I've always liked the New York Liberty because they were the original team I rooted for because Indy didn't have a team when I first started cheering for the WNBA. So I still have the Liberty and then the Sparks. They both hold like a special place in my heart from when I was a younger kid. But I also, you know, I'm a big Fever fan now. So I don't know, man. My top four teams going into this year. Aces, Storm, Sun, and Fever. I don't have the Liberty in there. I think they're going to struggle.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with,
I think that could be your teams that are competing for final spots. Cause the Storm, I still don't understand why people aren't just still talking about the Storm. We should have never stopped talking about the Storm. That's how deep and awesome they're going to be next year.
Yeah. They're so professional. Like,
yeah.
The players there, like, those are team players. NECA, Jewel, Skyler, like, SDS. Like, those three, like, the way they carry themselves with the game and the love that they have for it, that's a tough team.
They're going to be a force for sure. Force for sure. All right, so getting into personal foul here. One thing that we did get a lot of good feedback on for our very first edition, I guess, of Personal Foul was when people said that they really liked the sports cliches that we made fun of, the Wees. We don't actually play for this team, though, do we? We are out there making layups and stuff. We're in the huddle. Are we? Because it seems like we're just sitting on our couch, drinking beer and watching television. So I don't know what you're talking about. Are we
getting a ring?
But yeah, like it's just like other sports cliches. People wanted us to like talk about other sports cliches that bother us. Like some of the ones that like I don't get is like, you know, hey, bada bada bada, swing bada. Like that one gets me too.
Yeah.
Has it ever worked? What do you mean? Well, yeah, I swung because that guy told me to swing. That guy was yelling swing. I thought that was the time to swing.
Yeah.
So, of course, I struck out. Like, I kept yelling swing, and I would swing when he swung.
Everybody is yelling it.
Yeah. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just trust in my own instincts or the fans? They seem like they know the game, coach.
Or coach, are you struck out looking? Well, they kept telling me to swing, so I didn't want to listen to them.
Yeah. So weird. The other one that I like is a "Here we go, sports team. Here we go." Like, it's just like that one. I always I don't know. Yeah. Anybody who thinks that it's clever to hold up a big cardboard cutout D and then a cardboard cutout picket fence.
The fence, yes.
Yeah, like, yeah, I don't know. Those are the other sports cliches that bother me. But one specifically that I thought about is because Dan and I grew up with our dad working in like professional level auto racing.
Right.
And you get to see some very non-classy individuals. You get see absolute rednecks in these places. And one thing that I always found hilarious is when people would stand by the fence, like by the railing of like the racing things, they like take their shirt off and like wave it, wave it like they're somehow the wind from their shirt is pushing the car going faster.
Yeah. Or like swinging their arms, like to motioning for go.
He wasn't going to put on the gas until you started telling him to, guy in the audience.
Like, dude, his car got so faster when you were swinging your arm.
Yeah, it's because of the wind that you created from the t-shirt that you took off.
More downforce.
Yeah, it just really, really gave him more aerodynamics. It was great. That one was always a good one to witness. I have many emotional scars from being a child and seeing some
at the racetrack every weekend
unclassy individuals, nice prison tattoos. I remember I have images of prison tattoos burnt into my mind before I knew what prison tattoos were.
Yeah.
Hey, look, this is the Tasmanian devil. Doesn't look like one.
Like,
what are you doing?
Go to school and count. It's like, isn't there supposed to be 13 and a half before 14? I always see that tattoo.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think the NCAA is trying to do a one and done for female college athletes.
Yeah.
They exploring that.
They exploring the option, I guess. Gino, the coach of UConn, he was like, that will kill women's basketball.
The transfer portal's already doing that.
Yeah, you're already...
If
like,
your team loses, then you just go to another fucking school.
Yeah.
That's one reason why I don't care about NCAA, because it was like, oh yeah, this team's a good team. Well, not anymore, because all their kids transferred after they lost.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then never mind. It's just weird, man.
Yeah.
I don't. Everybody's gonna just transfer to play with Dawn Staley.
You got to. Is that all we're doing? Put some limitations on that.
Yeah,
like you have to at some point, right?
Yeah, people are just like in the middle of the season. What, you just want to transfer somewhere else now? I don't get it. I don't like it. But yeah, do one and done. I don't care. Let high school kids go directly into the
pros.
I don't care about that kind of stuff.
If you can do it, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Have WNBA watches now, apparently.
Oh yeah.
I didn't see them. I haven't seen them. But are they cool?
I mean, it's like a basic like Tissot face watch, and then it has a basketball band, one orange and one white. So
it's Tissot though. How much are they?
$750 for one or $450 for the other.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No. I already have a clock on my phone.
I will be passing.
I don't understand watches.
Yeah.
I don't get them. Like I get like certain things of jewelry, like chains, like I kind of get earrings and stuff. I don't know if I personally would be down with earrings, but watches is just weird. Cause like even when I would wear like a basic bitch watch when I was a little kid, I didn't like it because it was like, it feels unbalanced on my arm. I'd have to be wearing a watch on my other arm
on both
too.
Hand, arms, yeah.
Otherwise I would just feel weird. It'd feel like wearing one sock.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been a watch person, let alone $10,000 and shit.
Yeah. Same thing myself.
Yeah, $750. I mean, I've heard of ridiculously expensive watches, but I mean, $750 still—that's ridiculous.
That's a hit to the pocket.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Of course, to the Rolex guys and stuff like that, like it's not a big deal. But yeah, I'm not a watch person either, so I'm definitely passing.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But it's a good look, right?
I'm not a jewelry guy in general. Like even like when it comes to like I buy my wife jewelry, but I also don't like it. Like, I don't like the idea of jewelry because the only thing is because we took like a certain metal and a certain stone and just decided to tell people that they have to spend a fuckload of money on it.
Yeah.
What does a diamond actually do to make it worth that much money?
Yeah.
It doesn't practically, the practical sense of a fucking diamond doesn't do anything. What, you can cut glass with it? So what?
I mean, you can find natural stones that are way better looking. Like,
yeah, they look cool.
Yeah, way better eye appeal. Why isn't that cool one that's doing all this glistening and changing colors worth more?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you would think that a mood ring would be the coolest thing because it changes all those colors.
I can tell he's pissed right now.
She's mad at me. I can see it, so I should probably avoid her tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get your wife a mood ring. That's the ultimate piece of jewelry.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the greatest.
You know if you're sleeping on the couch or not.
Yeah. It's too bad they don't work. They're just kind of heat.
Yeah.
Heat rings. I was thinking about this, but I don't know if it would be too fever focused. I'm thinking when we go into the season, I might cut some wrestling promos against the teams that we're going up against. But also for Planet W, I don't know if that's inappropriate because I would just be, you know, rallying behind the fever and not covering the league as a whole.
Maybe we can just segment a fever segment.
I don't know. We'll see, though.
You know we're going to be biased because of the home squad.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, like I've always wanted to like write down, because I want a segment for the show that I actually have to sit down and write something.
Yeah.
And I would love to be able to sit down and write some like wrestling promos, talking shit about like, because it would be a lot better than the stuff that I could come up with off the top of my head. Because if I was coming up with it off the top of my head, it's just, let me tell you something, brother. Yeah. You know, that kind of
absolutely.
Shit.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, if I could sit down and like do the goofy wrestling promos, a good one against the Seattle Storm, I might do it. Maybe I'll do one every now and then. I'll do it for the Commissioner's Cup. That'll be a special Commissioner's Cup. We'll bring back Mark Madness from our old shows, and we'll do it. Other than that, we got what? The preseason versus the Dream is coming up April 10th.
Yeah.
So that's our next game. I don't know what kind of minutes we're going to see all of our good players, Caitlin Clark and all them play. But if I get to meet Tina Charles, I'll be happy. If I get to just see Tina Charles and go, hey, Tina, fuck yeah, you're back. I knew you would be.
How long are you going to stay?
Yeah, please at least stay for this season. Don't quit this team just because they're assholes. I don't know. I still don't know what her drama is, but I'll fill myself in on it because Tina Charles is one person I'm going to try to get to interview on this show. I don't know how we're going to land that one, but I'm going to get Tina Charles on here. I don't know how yet, but we're going to do it. I promise. That's a guarantee. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't guarantee things that definitely aren't going to happen.
We're going to try.
Yeah, but it's guaranteed that I'm going to try. How about that?
Guarantee that.
You can send us an email if you want to correspond with us, planetwnba@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram, @planetwnba. I'm on Twitter/X, @planetwnba. Facebook, we have Planet WNBA, a Planet W fan group.
Yes.
You can find that. It's not too hard to find. We have some good fans on there, including fake Breonna Stewart.
Yes.
I think fake Caitlin Clark liked one of your posts on...
Yeah, I got a like from Caitlin Clark today.
Yeah, and you know what? She has her Facebook... this is how you know that it's the real Caitlin Clark, because her Facebook picture is her playing basketball.
Yep.
Not personal photos of her. So that's how you know that it's not, that it is her personal
absolutely
Facebook.
Absolutely real.
Yeah, absolutely. And then others than that, join us next week because, man, we got some preseason hype coming. It's going to be great.
It's coming. And
we definitely got some stuff to talk about next week. This season's going to be great. That's crazy. All I have to say. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have all kinds of cool game sounds. I don't know what kind of game sounds I'll have for you next week, unless some sort of fever event comes up that we don't know about. But we'll try to cobble together something. We'll figure it out. And blasting off from Planet W, I am Jay.
And this is Dan.
And we will see you next week.
Peace.